Pick off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose raid.
Kia ora, Suri. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. I'm not too bad. How are you going?
Going pretty good. Bit of sun in the studio, which is nice given the truly dreadful weather we've been having over the last wee while. Good book weather, though.
It's very good book weather, good spooky season weather.
Yes.
And I've bought a very spooky book with me today.
Awesome.
A Good Winter by Gigi Fenster. It won the Michael Gifkins Prize this year, which is a prize that's given to an unpublished New Zealand manuscript. And then it subsequently...
Oh, hello, Suri. Oh, no. Oh, no, we're being haunted by the ghost of technology this morning. We're just going to give it a second in case she reconnects and we can hear about the spooky the spooky book. Hello again, Suri.
<Sorry. laughs> spooky moment there.
Yeah, very spooky moment. So the Michael Gifkin Prize is where we got up to.
Michael Gifkin's Prize, given to an unpublished manuscript, and it's subsequently published by Text Publishing, which is an independent house in Melbourne. And this is a really fantastic, really dark read. And I think if you are still in the world of Halloween, this is a great book to dip yourself into.
I think leaning into the it's still October aesthetic is a big move at the moment. So
yeah,
you can make Halloween last as long as it needs to right now.
100%. So A Good Winter is quite a dark psychological thriller. It's entirely told through the perspective of Olga, who's this quite sort of lonely, isolated woman who lives in a flat under this other woman named Lara. And they develop this friendship over their shared love of plants and stuff. And Olga starts to become really attached to her. And Lara has this really archetypal, normal nuclear New Zealand family life. And Olga, who has this quite traumatic past, becomes really attached to her and really attached to, I think, what Lara represents that she missed out on. So this friendship that starts off quite lovely starts becoming a lot more tense as Olga becomes more and more obsessive over her life. And because it's told entirely through her perspective and her observations, it starts reading as this really intense sort of frenetic and paranoid and neurotic mind. Yeah. And you can just kind of feel as she becomes more and more suspicious of everyone close to Lara, you can feel this kind of seething violence just about to pop up to the surface.
This sounds truly evil and I'm very here for it.
Yeah, it's real evil, and it's got it's got such a grisly end. I don't know, Gigi Fenster really pulls no punches in this book, and it's a very dark and bleak and ugly read as you're sort of in the mind of this person who's really chaotic and paranoid. Yeah, it's really, really good.
We have such a strong history in New Zealand that we go on about often about the gothic noir of the kind of antipodes, but we don't often get the kind of it tends to be a little bit more removed, you're looking at something sort of haunted and creepy, but we don't necessarily always get that in the mind of the villain perspective so much. So this sounds a really interesting book.
I think that's a really good point. And I think it's a freakier place to be because you don't really have a place to hide.
Yeah.
You're just right in the mind of the person who did it. And you feel the kind of heightened violence as they become more violent. Yeah, I just felt I needed to shut my window, my curtains at night while I was reading it.
That sounds a fantastic read, though. Remind us of the name and the author again.
And that's A Good Winter by Gigi Fenster, and it's in all good bookstores now for $37.
Excellent. Sounds like a steal then. Thank you so much, Siri, for bringing us that creepy-as sounding book. Hope you have a lovely rest of your Monday.
Thanks, Rachel. You too.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.